sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the beautiful, lovely nation of Canada, Vancouver specifically. And yep, God's got us on the move, and we are going to and fro in the earth as the Lord would have us to go. And in this time, you know, we're living in an amazing time. All you got to do is flow with God and be about our Father's business. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool, and kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which is sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds seek for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. And as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall they be their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. And I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between rams and he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. And I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make them a covenant of peace, and I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places around about my hills a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showering of blessings. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will rise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you guys. You know what? God is in control. You know, God is in control of all that goes on in this life, around the world, in every place that we are, in all that takes place that's going on in the earth right now. And you know, one thing you got to realize is that in all that goes on, that he knows, he sees, he understands. And God also, he doesn't take things lightly. He gives people time and season and window to repent. He gives people time and season and opportunity to get right with him. But at the same time, too, he keeps an account. And at the same time, too, in his time, in his way, he deals with things. He deals with people. He deals with individuals. He deals with nations. He deals with countries. He deals between cattle and cattle, in that even with people, they are responsible for their actions, for their decisions, for their choices, and how they even relate one to another in difficult times and in difficult circumstances. And you have to know that God is in control, that God judges. And he's a righteous judge. You know, I know that the world doesn't like the thought of judgment, doesn't like the thought of accountability. Because we live in a world right now where seemingly those that live at a certain level or beyond a certain wealth status, that they're able to seemingly get away with whatever they want. And they seem to be able to continue on in a particular way without any accountability, without any judgment. And the truth of the matter is that judgment comes. And when it comes, God brings it. God brings it hard. And God will liberate his people. God will liberate those that are his. God will take care of those that are his. God will find those that are his. You know, God's people have been scattered all over the world. You know, a lot of times God's people have been used and abused. I mean, you know, here in Ezekiel, what part of what was discussed as part of the state of organized religion, church, a lot of people's personal experience in life, they've been used and abused by the systems. Those systems have grown wealthy and fat and consumed themselves off of the broken and the hurt and those that just want to walk with God but just don't know. And God has seen that. God has known that. You know, a lot of you guys are out there that listening and you write in and you feel like you're just, you know that you got brothers and sisters out there, but also at the same time you feel very much isolated. Well, first of all, God bless you. Secondly, you're not alone. You know, sometimes there's that feeling that comes across, but you're not alone. And God has his people, and he has you. And he protects you, and he watches over you, and he guides you, and he leads you, and he has purpose for you. But that purpose for you is going to be found when you walk in I Am. It's not going to be found in you trying to do your own thing apart from Him. You need to settle yourself under His hand and allow Him to speak to you. Allow Him to lead and direct your life. You need to give up your own agenda and your own personal plan. You know, right now, the time that we live in, the day and the age that we live in, it's a different time. And a lot of things are coming to a head. A lot of things are being revealed for what they are. A lot of evil that has been hiding in the back room is being exposed as the light is being shown, as God is turning up the heat. They're being exposed because the light is coming forward, and people are being laid bare for what they are. And you know what? When demons are drug into the light, they don't like it. You know, whenever Jesus showed up and whenever Jesus walked through and the demons would see the light, they would fall down and they would scream and they would cry and they would be angry and they would be upset and they would say, Lord God, you know, have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? Why? The light came. And they live in darkness. They thrive in darkness. They don't like the light. They don't like the truth. They don't like that which is real. But truth comes. Light comes. The power of God comes. It comes forward. And as it moves forward, none can stop it. Just like a dark room, you cannot stop the light being turned on. When the light is turned on, you can't stop it. And those that are in darkness are afraid of the light. They're afraid of the truth. They're afraid of your prayers. They're afraid of when you pray. Do you know that when you pray, you can shut down a nation? Do you know that when you pray, you can build up, strengthen, you can move things, you can do incredible things when you are aligned with the Spirit of God? Do you know that though you may be scattered, that God finds us? Though you may be broken down, God heals your wounds. Though you may be struggling with different things, He knows. And He takes you through those, and He causes all things, Romans 8:28, all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. Whatever it is that you've been through, just go a little bit further and you'll see that God will use that for His glory and will use that for your good and the good of the called. And sometimes, you know, it may seem difficult to understand how it works, you know, for even your situation, but God will bless many, many people through what you've gone through. If you will just continue forward and allow Him to use that, you know, allow Him to use the experiences of life and what you've gone through to bless and to help others. Jesus Christ came into this world. He came not to be served, but to serve. You know, we are sent the day that we are saved. And we allow ourselves to be poured out. Now see, there's a difference. The world seeks to drain you. The world seeks to put you, compartmentalize you, and to drain the life out of you. No, it doesn't work like that for us. That's not the way that we work. That's not the way that we do things. Rather, what we do is we walk with the Spirit of God, and He leads us to where He would pour us out according to His accord, according to His plan, His purpose. He's just like Jesus. God's given me the power to lay down my life, power to take it back up again. We've been given that same right. We have the power to lay down our lives, to be poured out according to God's plan and purpose, and to take it up again, to be filled with His Spirit once again to overflowing. And God will use you, pour you out where He would have you to be. But right now is a time to be strengthened in the truth, to know who you are, to know what you have, to know that that which is within you is stronger than that which is in the world, to know that that which is in you has power over that which is in the world, to know the authority that God has put in you. Do you know you have authority? Do you know that you have authority, that if you speak and walk in the name of Jesus, you speak in that name, that the demons tremble? They've got to move. They've got to move. Do you know that with all the things going on in the world, if you pray, you can affect that which happens? You can change that which happens. You have greater authority than hosts and hosts of troops that are being amassed in different places and all the different things that people do, you have greater authority than that. If you're a 12-year-old kid listening in, but you know the power of God, you have greater authority than that. But you can move in that. You need to walk in that. You need to understand who you are. And as you understand who you are, move in that with confidence and assurance. Now, also know that God is settling scores. And God has a way of dealing with things in His time, in His way, His method of operation. You know, so often, you know, people, they have a hard time waiting for God's timing because they see the evil of the day and they understand the evil that's there and they cry out to God. And it's okay, cry out to God because that cry reaches His ear, but at the same time realize that He has His timing. You know, people were waiting for the Messiah, but God in His good time sent Jesus into the earth. And people were expecting the last day, but Jesus said, look, you know what? You know, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. It was the dates of the times. You know, just you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Look, you can recognize the seasons, all right? That you can recognize. But, and realize the seasons that we're in. But God's put power in you for a reason. He's put His Spirit in you for a reason. You are to be a witness right now in all that goes on in the world. You are to be somebody that speaks truth right now. You are to be somebody that rises up with what He's given you. You're not to cower on the side. You're not to stop and put yourself somewhere and diminish who you are. You are a child of the living God. You are a son, you are a daughter of the living God. His Spirit is in you. You've been marked by His character, marked by His presence. You have light and truth flowing through you, available to you. The power of the Spirit of God that goes over all things, trumps everything. Rise up, child of the living God. Rise up. Stand on your feet. Know who you are. Allow for His power and presence to flow through you. And that mind of the world that has been saturated with the consciousness of the world, the fear of the world, the rebuke of the world, the insanity of the world, silence it in Jesus' name. You are a child of God. His Spirit resides on you, flows through you, is in you. You've been called. You've always been called. You know His name. You know His voice. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, rise up. Walk. Know who you are. You know, there have been a lot of people that started out well and got distracted, went all over the place. And that byproduct of that has been that the body of Christ, what people have seen as being something visible and organized, has been weak and powerless, impotent, directionless, and has turned into social clubs. But the truth is still there. And God will find those that are His, that have been scattered, that have been abused by those systems, that have been misused, that know His voice and that want Him. He will find them, those that are His. He does not lose even one of those that are His. And God finds them. God ministers to them. God raises them up. God quickens them and equips them, even as He quickens you and equips you and raises you up in truth. You know, with all that goes on, don't worry. Jesus said, don't worry about anything. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Right now, in this moment, walk with Him. Allow Him to lead and direct and guide your path. And trust Him. And know that in that walk, that he has you, and you are his. Be strengthened in the knowledge that he is in control and that he has you. Right now you live in an amazing time. This is a time for the children of God to shine forward bright and to shine forth in a world that is spinning out of control. You've seen what the world does unto itself. Left to its own devices, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The world kills itself. And cases closed. You just see the manifestations of that. Case closed. Left apart from the Spirit of God, with the sharpest minds that they have, with the best in, with the best that they've got, they just kill themselves. They kill everybody else and then they kill themselves. They destroy themselves. They destroy the planet. They destroy the environment. They destroy every other living thing. They destroy each other. You need to be set free. God sets people free. He sets people free from the illusion. He sets people free from the trap. He sets people free from this world of death and destruction. And that's what you make known. You make known the truth. You speak the truth to others. You show other people that there is light, truth. Jesus Christ is available. There is a way. There's the gate. Point them to the gate. Anyone that enters in shall be saved. Salvation is there. You know, the devil is working very hard in this hour and in this time to take as many souls as he can to hell. To pull the plug, to keep as many people trapped in the system as possible and to harvest their souls. But God is, he's in control. And right now, God is putting a pause on all this stuff and allowing for his children to get their feet underneath them, to speak truth, to speak light, and to bring those that are his in. And that also requires, you've got a part to play in that. Your part to play is to speak truth, is to live truth, is to be what God intended you to be. To bring in those that are called. To let others know where they can find the bread of life. To point people towards truth. To point people towards righteousness. To point people towards that which will save them. The world doesn't have answers, it never did. The religions of the world don't have answers, they never did. They're man-made moral codes don't solve the plague of human existence, the struggle that's built into the man, into the DNA of man and woman and everybody that lives on the face of the earth. You need a doctor of your spirit. He is the great physician. The Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the great physician. He is the one that heals you. Jehovah Rapha, he is the one that heals you. He is God our healer. God heals you. Even now, God heals you. Even now, as you listen, God is healing you. God is giving you rest. God is giving you peace. God is ministering to your heart. You know you've been called. You know you've been called according to his purpose. He always had his hand on your life. Wherever you are, stop. Rest in him. Trust in him. Seek him. Seek him and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and you shall receive. Ask for his will to be unfolded in your life. And trust him and be blessed. And in Jesus' name we bless you right now. And we bless you in the midst of all that's going on. We bless you in the midst of God's plan and purpose for you. As it's being unfolded in this day, in this age, in this moment. And I am, in Jesus' name, God bless you. Hey, we're going to be keeping up with you guys on this side of the world for a bit. So greetings from the continental United States. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page, Search for Faith Mix, one word. You can find us there. Say hi. Hey, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon. Bye.